Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattell with SEO strategy tips, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts be seen as the number one online authority in their ideal niche by creating more traffic and higher rankings with SEO business strategy. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about SEO research. And it's really SEO market and competition strategy. For me, SEO research really means two main types of research. The first one is the market in a niche. The second one is all about your competitors, because they both can not live with each other and not with each other. If you follow me for a while, you know that picking your niche is the most crucial you want to do first, because only when you have your niche, then you really can do the right research, right? Only when you have your niche, you know exactly what market you want to dominate and with what competitors are you dealing. There is a four-part SEO research process. I would like to just bring you in further. And the process really starts with the first part, defining your target market. The question is, what's the difference between your market and your niche? So when you look at it, your target market is really the group of the people you can help solving a problem or answering a question. And your niche is their problem or their question. And to define your target market, you need to know further, where are they online, right? What's their demographic? Are they women, men? How old are they? So are they employees? Are they have their own companies? And what are the problems and questions they have? Do you understand their intent? Do you know why they are researching online? Do you know what they shop for and what they want to buy? I think that's the intent part is the most important part, because you can have all the keywords in the world, you can do all the research in the world with your niche. If you don't understand why they are researching for these keywords and what they really want to fix, then all the process is not as beneficial to you as it could be. And when I say that, let's think about an example. Let's think about people looking for a spray for pet marks, right? So for dirt marks, their pet did perhaps on their furniture or something else. In the first place, perhaps you would think about they're looking for a spray, where in reality they're not. They have a problem, they have the pet stains, and they're looking for a solution. You can see on this example, it's not so much what they type in, but much, much more what do they have in mind, what they look for to find, and that's exactly what you want to fulfill. Because SEO is really all about fulfilling human needs in the first place, and then for sure, pleasing the search engines with the right content, the right keyword placement, the right site architecture and structure. Second part is pick your niche. So pick your niche is really crucial. So pick your niche is really, you need to know where you want to establish yourself and what are the markets, what are the target markets in this niche. When we speak about niches, there are macro niches and there are micro niches. Macro niche, for example, can be health or love or money or sex or wellness. And that's huge, huge, huge markets. And under normal circumstances, you will never, ever dominate a huge market like that. So you want to go into a micro niche, a smaller niche, a very specific niche, where you can fulfill their problems and their needs immediately. And they also can see that you do this. So how would you do this? You would choose a micro niche, like, for example, health products for women or health products for women who want to lose baby fat. So this is really something, or baby weight, this is really something you want to consciously approach and then set up yourself in. There's a difference between commercial and informational keywords. Commercial keywords are the keywords where when people search for, they already have in mind that they pay for these. So it could be including a quote, proposal, or products. They understand they have to pay for that. Informational keywords, there are a lot of times it's what is or how to. So normally people don't have in mind to pay for these, but this is great traffic for you if it's balanced with the commercial keyword coming in, because you still can convert them later on when their need of free information is fulfilled. The last part of SEO research is passing your competitors. When you think about it, it makes sense. Only when you know your niche, then you know your niche competitors. If you would not do the competitive analysis, if you would not do the competitor research, then you could set up your site, and you could do it in exactly the same way as your competitor, but he's already established. He already has the rankings coming in. Wouldn't it be so much smarter to do the competitive analysis, to do the competitive research, and look what weaknesses they have, and then go in the sweet spot, right? So smaller niches, so normally less competitors you have, and the faster you will rank online. What I look for competitors is oftentimes how active are they? How active are they with on-page SEO? What do they do on their website? And how active are they with off-page SEO? What do they do away from their website, like social media activity or building backlinks? You can see with these four parts, the defining your target market, picking your niche, looking for commercial and informational keywords, and then passing your competitors. It's really all about getting prepared for being the number one on the first page of Google, being the authority online. If you go to SEOstrategyplan.com, there you can find more free resources and gain free access to my SEO strategy premium training. And this premium training includes the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their authority. To make good decisions, to make good educated decisions, you want to have the mindset created to do exactly that. And by signing up for these free resources, you have the chance to create the right mindset. You will gain a much better understanding about the what and the why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for your unique online needs, and not learning a cookie-cutter approach. Remember, ranking number one online is not an accident. It is a strategy. This is SEO expert, strategist, and certified SEO master Dagmar Gatel signing off for today. Have an amazing day and tune in again next week.